Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Redeemed from Curses. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I have just read the King James Version. Sisug believed strongly that his family was under a curse. Over time, he noticed patterns that made him feel he was also suffering the effects of this curse. Concerned, he shared his worries with Pastor Dan, a man he had seen demonstrate God's power to heal and deliver. Pastor Dan asked him an important question. Have you believed in the Lord Jesus? Yes, I have. Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? I'm not sure, sir. If you're unsure, then you likely haven't. When you're baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you'll know. Galatians 3:13-14 shows that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. In exchange, we've received the unbeatable blessing of Abraham. The proof of this is that we receive the gift of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us to walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit means walking in the divine nature, as opposed to walking in the flesh, which is the Adamic sinful nature we were all born with. After this conversation, Sisug became eager to be baptized in the Holy Spirit so he could walk in the Spirit. Curses come in different forms and vary in strength. The most powerful are those described as the curse of the law, which provides the legality for the enforcement of all other curses. Yet, even these are removed through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. If Christ's sacrifice can remove the curse of the law, how much more can it overcome lesser curses from demons and principalities? The evidence that a believer has been delivered from generational curses and now walks in the blessing of Abraham is the gift of the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, the divine nature, you no longer live in the flesh or under any curse. See Galatians 3, verse 14. The Holy Spirit empowers us to access our blessings in Christ and live above the power of curses. Go into today celebrating the Holy Spirit within you. Make it a daily habit to pray in the Spirit, as this is a powerful way to appropriate your blessings. Remember, all spiritual blessings are received by faith. So stop believing you are under any curse and start believing that you have the blessing of Abraham. Prayer confession. Because Christ became a curse for me on the cross, I am no longer under any curse. I walk in the blessings of Abraham, and I live daily by the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 111 to 113. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next.
Psalm 111.
Praise the Lord! I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise.
Psalm 112.
Praise the Lord! Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have scattered abroad their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing.
Psalm 113.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you, his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.